Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. By the way, this morning, Quinnipiac released a poll on potential Republican challengers to President Obama, and our politics site, itsafreecountry.org, has all the details, including some surprises, and also wants your thoughts. Visit itsafreecountry.org and join in on the political conversation. Last Thursday, Mayor Bloomberg revealed his city budget plan for 2012, that's fiscal 2012, which mostly consisted of specific cuts to get the city through some difficult financial times. The plan, according to the mayor, cuts about $1.6 billion on the way towards shoring up a budget shortfall of $3.3 billion. Some of that, unfortunately, has to come in this year's fiscal year budget, which means that some spending that everybody thought was going to happen is not actually going to happen. So where is all that money coming from? Who's going to hurt the most as these cuts come down? With us now to break down the Bloomberg budget revisions are WNYC reporters Arun Venugopal and Cindy Rodriguez. Hi, Arun. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, Brian.
So, Arun, run us through some of the big cuts that the budget has teed up. And as we get ready to talk yet again about Kathy Black and her management experience, education is taking the most severe hits, right?
Right, definitely. That's the lion's share of the budget cuts. But none of those, as far as they calculated for our for this year, that's pretty much all active as of next year. They've already announced, schools cuts. And so when we're talking about that $1.6 billion in gap closures, most of that goes towards next year, next mm-hmm. fiscal year, which mm-hmm. starts next July. We're talking about, I think, $350 million in cuts for the DOE itself. And balance of that would be for other departments, whether it's cutting 350 civilian jobs in the NYPD, shutting down or reducing the number of hours at 20 different firehouses across the city. Department of Finance, between 1 and 200 jobs. I think that's 129 workers. And then a lot of little things across about 40 agencies. But all in all, we're talking about $500, $600 million this year and about $1 billion next year.
And the number that I saw with respect to teachers was about 6,200 teachers through layoffs and attrition beginning, as you say, not this school year, but next school year. That would be a lot of teachers. And Deputy Mayor Stephen Goldsmith, who will be a guest on the show tomorrow, said last week that several thousand teachers could lose their jobs if the city doesn't receive sufficient funding from the state government. So I wonder if you think that implies that the mayor thinks Albany can actually act to significantly reduce that 6,200 teachers number.
I mean, I think that sounds, from what we know, pretty wishful, given that the state's problem is that much bigger than the city's problems. Maybe they're trying to sort of stick on a silver lining at this point because there's not really too much sunshine in these measures, I guess.
And some of the other cuts, 350 civilian positions at the NYPD, $9 million in reduced subsidies for the cultural sector, 190 layoffs at various cultural institutions. And then, Cindy, we get to the Administration for Children's Services, losing potentially 188 employees. And, of course, that's the agency that deals with children in homes where they are threatened and other issues with respect to the welfare of children. Doesn't sound like the cuts on, say, the scale of the teachers, but the city council speaker, Christine Quinn, specifically singled out ACS as of the greatest concern to her. Why would that be?
Yeah, that's right, Brian. Actually, it's a little bit more personnel that's being either laid off. About 151 would be laid off and about 106 through attrition. And if you look at, the advocates were saying, well, on the one hand, they protected things like these social services, these nonprofits that families go to when they have an open ACS case. They would go to these child abuse prevention programs. And usually those things take a hit. This time it didn't. They also noticed that actual daycare slots didn't get affected. But still, that's a big reduction in staff, and 80 of those staff are going to come from child protective supervisors and managerial positions, as you mentioned. And the child protection portion of ACS is the most it does the most serious work with families that are in the most serious crisis. So I think some advocates were pointing to, you know, for instance, there was recently the case of Marcella Pierce, this 4-year-old girl who was found dead in her Brooklyn apartment in October. In that case, the caseworker didn't, it appears that she didn't get visited for long periods of time. That caseworker's been suspended. It's unclear why he didn't visit her.
How much can Speaker Quinn and the council or anyone else fight these cuts or reprioritize them? Do you see the council digging in on this and coming back with a counterproposal to the mayor?
Well, it's really hard to tell at this point. I think most of the elected officials that I spoke to were still trying to digest everything. There is this controversial cut on the Department of Homeless Services side, for instance, that there does seem to be some real opposition to. You know, the Department of Homeless Services actually, according to City Hall, wasn't asked to take as big of a cut as some of the other agencies. So, for instance, most similar agencies were asked to decrease their budgets by 8% for fiscal year 2012. DHS was at 4.8%. But what they did choose to cut is a little bit controversial. So for instance, one of the ways they want to save money is by requiring certain families within the shelter system to begin sharing shelter units. And so they are saying that this would be primarily for mothers, single moms with kids under 6 years old. And the idea is that they would have these apartment-style units and the families would share the units. They would share bathrooms, kitchens, all of that stuff. And, you know, the advocates see this as a real step backwards.
Is that a step towards sort of dormitories for the poor?
Well, it's, you know, right now the shelters are, there's a wide range of shelters. So in some cases, you would already have sort of a dormitory setting. In some cases, families do actually have their own apartments. In some cases, there's like these hotels that they're put in. So it varies already. But this, I think, advocates see as sort of dangerous and forcing families already in stressful situations to be in even more stressful situations.
Brian, just to speak to this point about process, because it is very confusing for those of us who are trying to understand how soon some of these things can kick in and to what extent the council has to sign off on it. Speaker Quinn herself and others in the council, I think they believe that there are some areas in which they can sort of negotiate on this. But the mayor's office seems pretty clear that really this is the vast majority of these cuts are in their hands. If they want to lay off people, they can do that, and some of these things are already about to start happening.
Because at the beginning of the fiscal year, City Council has to pass the budget. But once there's a budget in place, then these executive agencies, that is, agencies under the mayor's control, he can manage pretty much the way he wants. That's his argument.
Specifically when it comes to cuts. When you want to make cuts, then basically he has a lot of, authority to do that. If you're talking about new spending, it's not quite so simple, and they need more, agreement on that. And so when it comes to cuts specifically, which is all he's pretty much saying, for the vast majority of these things, they're saying we can proceed as we need to.
And also I would add, Brian, that in this case of sharing shelter units, the city council would actually have to pass a law to allow this to happen. And right now, Annabelle Palma, the head of the General Welfare Committee, she's opposed to this idea.
And we'll be talking in our next segment about mayoral prerogatives and how much the state education commissioner should second guess his choice for New York City schools chancellor. But kind of to make a segue to that, on this notion of possibly 6,000 or more teachers fewer in the next school year in the city, UFT President Michael Mulgrew struck a hopeful tone about all this. He said, quote, "This is serious news, but last year we had a similar problem, and by working together we solved it without layoffs. That's what the union, the mayor, and the chancellor, whoever that person turns out to be, are going to have to do again this year," unquote. So is it possible to say how many jobs are likely to end up actually disappearing? Teacher jobs, and how many of them are going to come back when, you know, when all the negotiation is done?
I haven't heard anything that suggests that basically there's going to be some sort of major restoration of funding, because basically the problem is that we just finished the stimulus funding that was really shoring up the city's budget, and now that's finished. And so basically the city has to actually increase funding for the Department of Education.
Just to maintain the status quo.
And yeah, and still look at how many jobs we're talking about, 6,200 teachers being lost through layoffs and attrition. So that's in a sense a somewhat positive spin, as dire as that sounds. It could have been worse if it hadn't been for the stimulus funding.
WNYC's Arun Venugopal and Cindy Rodriguez, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we will turn next to the latest in the saga of the nomination of Kathy Black to be the New York City Schools Chancellor. After you stop paying attention to the news, probably on Friday afternoon, the Education Commissioner of the state announced an advisory panel, including some people with very close ties to the mayor. So we'll talk about that. And we'll ask how much this decision is really about Kathy Black and how much it's about what people think of Mayor Bloomberg in the first place. Stay with us.